No, the EC hasn't said that we are not going to use indelible ink in the 2024 election. We haven't made that point anywhere. What we explained was that when you look at the biometric technology, if people go through that verification process and at the same time you try to apply the ink on them, clearly it amounts to duplicity. Well, the verification system basically says that this is Blessing Soga who has come to vote. After he has gone through the process, why do you still want to apply another system or the indelible ink so that it sends another signal that the same Blessing Soga has come? So that was the explanation we gave. But we haven't said we are not going to use the indelible ink in the 2024.
So it will be used?
That's why I said we haven't said it anyway, that we are not going to be using the indelible ink.
Will it be used in the 2024 election, sir?
We haven't said we are not going to use it.
You did not use it in the district-level elections. Will that be the case for the general elections?
That was the district-level election. And I said for the 2024 general election, we haven't said anywhere that we are not going to be using the indelible ink.
But what are you saying about it? Are you going to use it?
No, we had a meeting with the parties and there was consensus that they thought the indelible ink is still very useful. And the EC would take all that into consideration. We don't do the work for ourselves. We do it for the good people of Ghana. So anything that is good and will promote our democracy, the EC will always be for it.
Do we take that to mean that you're yet to take a final decision on whether or not the indelible ink will be used?
Yes, certainly.